Blackstone Audio presents The Cherry Cola Book Club by Ashton Lee. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. For Wheezy and Bob, Beloved Parents. Chapter 1. Books versus Bulldozers. Marbeth Mayhew shut her sky-blue eyes and let the unsettling words that had just been thrown her way sink in for a few tense moments. When she finally opened them, she flipped her whiskey-colored curls defiantly at Councilman Durden Sparks and his two underlings seated at the other end of the meeting room table. Their only distinction was their nicknames, as in Chunky Batham, who had not missed many meals along the way, and Gopher Joe Martin, the consummate yes-man if there ever was one. Colorful monikers aside, Marabeth had no intention of letting any of them roll over her with those bulldozers they kept on romancing, as if they were the secret to unlocking the universe. "You actually think the citizens of Cherico are going to stand for this?" she said, her voice trembling noticeably as the stress crept into her face. Councilman Sparks flashed his matinee idol eyes and prominent white teeth, the source of his ongoing popularity with many female voters, and leaned toward the town's pretty young librarian of 6 years' standing.
"Miss Mayhew," he began, "don't panic. This won't happen tomorrow. We'll give you up until our budget approval at the end of November to rev up that library of yours. Use the next 5 months to show this council why we should continue to fund it in lieu of other, more beneficial projects, such as our proposed Cherico Industrial Park."
Marabeth had her response at the ready. "Interesting that you call it my library now that you don't think it has any value, or maybe you never did."
"Perhaps you're right,"
he answered, nodding her way. "I remember when..."